USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Education Secretary Betsy DeVos vows to have schools reopen nationwide for in-person classes in the fall, saying that it can be done safely in a matter amid the coronavirus pandemic.
They've been missing months of learning. Many of them are going to be so far behind, difficult to catch up.
DeVos also telling CNN's State of the Union the CDC guidelines are meant to be flexible.
Where there are little flare-ups or hot spots, that can be dealt with on a school-by-school or a case-by-case basis.
Meteorologists are saying it's going to be another scorcher from California to Texas. Highs are expected to be at least 10 to 15 degrees above average. Temperatures in 40 cities could see record highs. Meanwhile, Phoenix recorded a record low temperature of 94 degrees. The high in Phoenix was 115. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Fire nearly destroys a historic church in California. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
A pre-dawn fire at the 249-year-old San Gabriel Mission in California destroyed the rooftop and most of the interior of that Catholic church, which was undergoing renovation to mark its upcoming 250th anniversary celebration. The church was established during the era of Spanish colonization and has been the target of vandalism in recent years by some who cited the struggles that Spanish colonization posed to indigenous people. As of now, the cause of the fire has not been determined. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The federal government has denied a request from Minnesota Democratic Governor Tim Walz for funds to rebuild the state following the George Floyd riots that inflicted wide-scale destruction in the Twin Cities. The governor claiming 1,500 businesses were damaged. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A Black Lives Matter march in Washington, D.C. turned anti-Semitic as protesters began accusing the Jewish state of murdering children. Israel, we know you. You murder children, too, protesters chanted at one point, following this with alternating chants of Black Lives Matter and Palestinian Lives Matter. This news after we hear that convicted terrorist Susan Rosenberg is on a board tied to Black Lives Matter funding operations. Former NYPD Police Commissioner Bernie Kerik says Rosenberg is bad news.
Well, Susan Rosenberg, in 1985, when you look at that photo, she was convicted of possessing hundreds of pounds of explosives. She was involved in the Brinks Nyack robbery, where two cops were killed and a security guard was killed. She was involved, her and her organization, the May 19th Communist Organization, they were involved in a number of police assassinations, bombings, the U.S. Capitol bombing, the Naval War College bombing, and a number of others in the United States. She was a radical revolutionary, and she was let out of prison. She was commuted on the last day of President Clinton's term in office after 16 years in prison. She was given 58 years in prison. And now she's out. Who does she work for? Black Lives Matter.
Kerik speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.